I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
We kind of just touched on warning signs when thinking for the mom, the dad, the grandpa, grandma. If they think maybe their child, and it could be at a pretty young age too, right? This isn't just the 10 and 15-year-olds.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, some of the warning signs to look for among at the top of them, and there's a lot of them, and they can be found on our website too, is a kid who used to have some joy and some pleasure of going to school, they just don't want to go anymore, but they're not telling you why. Studies show that most kids do not tell people when they're being bullied, and when they do tell people, at the end of the school year. They will endure an entire school year of this behavior, and then they think that come summer vacation, it's safe to tell someone. It's really sad that that's the case. It's when that kid starts to become passive-aggressive, and he wasn't that way before, where they're starting to attack their siblings and they didn't do it before, outbursts of anger, signs of depression, sleeping too much, sleeping too little, eating too little, eating too much. For younger kids, it can be a visiting, once again, bedwetting when they used to not do that. And so these are some of the major signs of a kid being bullied. And what's the answer? And I know we've talked about some pretty awful stuff so far, but there is hope. And friendships are absolutely key. Bullies go after isolated prey in most cases, most of the time. And when a kid is alone in youth culture, it is really a sign of weakness. And weakness invites aggression in youth culture. Cruelty is currency in youth culture, including church youth culture. I wish that weren't the case, but it is true. And numerous studies show that the kids who bully are often the most popular because for some reason we kind of admire that behavior. So what do? We got to grow those friendships. How do we do that? We want to get 3 to 5 friends, if at all possible, with your kid. And oftentimes kids who get targeted, they can be shy, so it's hard for them to make friendships. We need to coach them through that difficult time. We need to help them have more friendships, shared interests, hobbies. If it's a boy, he's going to probably have to eat into his video game time. There's just no way around it. Video games have a way of building some degree of friendships, but they need to be face-to-face friendships as well.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.